Economic dimension. In the economic dimension, the MOI discussion merged with the Financing for Development FFD platform derived from a Monterey consensus and the Doha Declaration, both of which were meant to address systemic global issues after the financial crisis at the beginning of the century. It is the hope of civil society that the merging of the discussion does not end up merging their mechanisms of follow-up and reviews. In the year 2016, more clarification will be made in this regard, and it is another space for advocacy that needs to have both regional and global engagement. In line with what occurred in the environmental dimension, developed countries were reluctant to fulfill their commitments in terms of systemic solutions, like promoting a strong multilateral framework to deal with the North-South dynamic, establishing a strengthened partnership under the UN so that governance is ensured in each of the dialogues that are central to all countries, such as the need to strengthen policy space and changing the paradigm of economic, financial, and commercial transactions, among others. Instead, the agenda promoted. Page 14. By developed countries was much more focused on strengthening aid, so as to maintain the donor-recipient relation between the global North and the global South. There is a much-needed paradigm shift that goes well beyond aid to address structural barriers to the sustainable development of developing countries, such as, but not limited to, the need to address illicit flows and tax dodging, as well as sustainability of debt. Developing countries, however, have said that aid will not be sufficient and we need a world in which the financial and economic dynamics are changed to become more just and fair. The MOI agenda that is expected to address financial needs, technology management toward transfer, and capacity building, was the subject of one of the most contentious debates. For developing countries, this is an agenda that depends on the willingness and commitments of developed countries to deliver the sufficient MOI for implementation in the South. The G77 strongly voiced this position in the post-2015 platform. For developed countries, this agenda was avoided by shifting the actors, and they placed it more in terms of South-South cooperation, arguing that the North-South divide is no longer in place national budget so that the global responsibility will be left aside and a private sector opportunity. There was strong pressure to include the private sector as the main actor to finance the implementation, and the agreed language in this regard is worrisome. For starters, the terminology is blurred. The term stakeholders, used to define the actors engaged in the process, gives no room to distinguish different types of non-state actors such as civil society, intergovernmental agencies, and the private sector. Moreover, member states have been insisting in enhancing a role of public-private partnerships which reduces the scope of the state to fulfill its commitments. That is to say, private resources blended with the public, leaving room for many conflicts of interests, and there is a high possibility that the private sector will keep the benefits and the public sector will pay the damage. The FFE platform then becomes crucial. It is under the roof that systemic global issues are addressed in an intergovernmental manner. Civil society has emphasized that rather than leaving single countries to solve their challenges and thus fall prey to the private sector, countries need to address globally the real obstacles local economies face. Thus, there is a broad list of demands that civil society and developing countries presented in the FFE platform: to stop illicit flows, to modify unfair trade regulations, to regulate the so-called fiscal paradises, to punish tax evasion and promote progressive taxation, those who are richer pay more taxes, and to promote accountability on the social and environmental impacts of the private sector, among others. An interesting discussion is also on the table when it comes to FFD, related to the official development assistance ODA that flows from developed to developing countries, because ODA indeed is important to support the implementation of many agendas in the South, but it is aid. Fact that FFD is the instrument to move beyond ODA. That is, FFD is the only global platform with the potential to change the rules of the financial and economic global game, so that in time, ODA will no longer be needed. FFD is important as well because that is the platform from which the human rights instruments of the 90s are financed, including Beijing and Cairo. It is evident that page 15. The post-2015 is important, but it is not sufficient to achieve the changes that are needed in the three dimensions of sustainable development. Each of the chapters of the FFE platform addresses specific fields of the economic, financial, and commercial agendas: domestic public resources, domestic and international private business and finance, international development cooperation, international trade as an engine for development, debt and debt sustainability, addressing systemic issues, science, technology, innovation and capacity building, data, monitoring, and follow-up. It is quite clear that all these elements are intertwined in a complex way to address the challenges of the current world. The best example is Goal 5 on gender equality. It encompasses only 6 targets and 3 segments for the MOI. As it is, with no clear mandate to mainstream gender equality with the other goals and targets, it is quite clear that Goal 5 cannot replace our comprehensive agendas for women's human rights, including Beijing, Cairo, and the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women CEDAW, among others. From a comprehensive point of view, both post-2015 addressing specific issues and FFD the systemic instrument to change the rules of the game are needed to achieve the full realization of women's human rights. The follow-up and review of FFD, in relation to the new international architecture for FFD, is then another space for advocacy at the regional and global level, so that civil society is an institutional space for meaningful participation in the years to follow.